What if you were a corporate athlete in our new world? What do I mean by being a corporate athlete? This is Sheena Walker, Director of Performance by Design. Today I'm going to share with you how I see the business world, how I see business mastery, how I see business growth. And sometimes I get a bit challenged when I look at social media and I look at sometimes very well-known people's posts on the business world and feel that sometimes there's some myths there. Those of you that now know me well, there's lots of myths and untruths that is not helpful in the business world. So I'm going to share today some aspects of how I see the business world and how my methodology is very different from 99% of people. So let's look at my thoughts. When I looked at my athletes on the podium, I always had tears in my eyes. I always looked at them very proudly, whether it was the gold, the silver, or the bronze. I can remember two particular boys, Frank and Dean, received their gold medals. And at that time, I had a very, very special role. You see, I was the manager of Special Olympics. And every time my athletes, my sports people, but more particularly my swimmers, because I coach swimming, I always felt that winning feeling of success in my heart. It was very, very powerful. I want you just to hold on to what I've just said there. That winning feeling is very, very powerful. What if you had that powerful feeling in your business? And what does success really mean to you in your business? It could be, for myself and for many, it's increased productivity. Might be an increase in your services. But for me, the key always is how to be an outstanding performer. And when I work with business owners or companies or work with people one-to-one looking at personal and professional success, there's always one thing on my mind, and that is, how can I make this person special? How can I make this person an outstanding performer? One of the things that I've had to accept is that it's not negative, but it's the downside of someone like me having high expectations. Sometimes you work with people and their expectations is not your expectations. So how do you have these conversations with people so that they raise the bar and they step up to being that corporate athlete, learning the skills that an athlete would learn? So what does that really mean as a high performer? As an athlete, when you're a high performer and you're a champion, I was watching this week the World Championships in Glasgow, and I was watching true champions. Were they different? Yes, they were. Were they extraordinary? Yes, they were. And their whole life at the minute is dominated by that will to win and always aiming for champion results. I had to smile as I saw many of the athletes when they were in elite positions or through the quarterfinals to the semifinals to the finals. And then winning and the joy, that elation. I don't see people in the business world with such joy. Is that you? Do you demonstrate that tremendous feeling of excitement when your company or staff do well? But one of the things that made me smile, because I do this, I carry a notebook in my bag. But many of the athletes just finished their race, and before they did anything else, they went over, they got a flag, they got their flag, mostly a Great Britain flag, and then they took out this notebook. Right away, they're writing what they did well, how they felt. That's a brilliant, brilliant habit to get into every week, is how you feel, what you've won, what services have performed extremely well. Do you celebrate your success like an athlete? Does it make you smile? Let's start today and think very differently about how you might act in the business world. I think that when I look at my athletes, what was it that separated great, great athletes? And it was, if there was one word, it was commitment. It's having that commitment and the principles that drive athletes to the podium. That daily planning and practicing, looking at lesson plans so that they can be successful. And many times I have considered, why don't we behave like that in the business world? Why don't we as business people demonstrate that true commitment, that true business mastery? Because when I look at swimmers and runners and cyclists, they're demonstrating that mastery, that category of one. Usually a cyclist would not be a runner, and a runner certainly wouldn't probably not be a swimmer unless you were in the triathlon when you do the three sports. But you'd be a category of one. You'd be aiming for world class, aiming for demonstrating your skills, mastering your skills so that you could stand out. I've been using a word more recently, be incomparable. I get very passionate about people that are incomparable. What do I really mean by that? It's what do they do that's different? And I reflect back 2 decades, 3 decades, I didn't use the word incomparable. But I'm using it now because it's what makes me very, very different. You see, I've now taken my sports methodology and my university degree of international business and economics and education, joined them together and created a model that I can share so that people can actually learn the tools, the tips, the techniques, the methodology that people that aim for world class use. And you know, there was many months I wondered, when I was much younger, I may add, is there similarities between sports people and world class business people? And I set about researching and looking and asking and interviewing people. And what I discovered, there were exactly the same similarities. That drive and commitment to be the best, that drive to actually lead the field, to have that competitive edge in every single thing that you do. And it's this as well, that all these athletes, I remember saying to somebody recently who said to me, we were speaking about a business issue, and he said, oh, that might take me 4 or 5 months. And I then turned that around and said, If you were an athlete, if you were Andy Murray and you were on the tennis courts and your coach told you to do something different with your backhand or your feet, would he say, I'll be able to do that in 6 months? No. Do you know what he would do? He'd be back on the court either that night or the next day practicing that correction. Let me ask you, what if you practice correction immediately someone gave you feedback, corrected what you were doing, gave you a new strategy, a new methodology, and directed you to what actually could make your services and strike that gold? You see, I believe sometimes, even with our athletes, that when everyone else is tired, exhausted, and sometimes burnt out might be the wrong word, but, you know, they're trying so hard to be the best. But, you know, great people, I have a phrase, they keep digging and digging until they find that vein of gold, till they reach that high point. Do you get that? Do you get what I'm saying about aiming for gold, aiming for world class, aiming for the podium? Sometimes I think, and I speak to people often, and I think, I just wish you could have more enthusiasm. I just wish you could aim higher. Lift that bar up and aim for 10 times more in your performance. We have a bit of a lackadaisical approach sometimes in the business world, and we think things might just happen. So let me give you an overview and share with you. When I looked at putting my methodology together, looking at sport, great people, the business world, and working in the business world and studying, my model, the corporate athlete, I expanded that. Yes, I want people to be corporate athletes, corporate executives, but I expanded that into a fuller program that people can do over 3 to 6 months. And it's called the DNA of Champions. What is the DNA of a champion? And I believe that my interpretation of the DNA of Champions is the fast track to success. It's about business mastery and professional speaking and looking at being intentional, being focused, and looking at strategies and training and planning that can shoot you into the fast track. So how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, I call that my unique branded system, and it addresses 7 key areas of business performance. And I've been delivering that through workshops, training, development days, incorporating presentations, public speaking, teaching leadership. And another important aspect was teaching people what self-coaching is, learning the coaching aspects of an athlete and being able to ask yourself these daily questions. So following my model, which has been very innovative and creative, it was looking at ways that people in the business world could break performance boundaries, not do ordinary tasks, actually being extraordinary. So the DNA of a champion, what might that look like? So let's look at some of the areas that the DNA of a champion would exhibit. They achieve key results fast. People that want to be champions take on board that feedback, the correction, that new direction, so that they can go faster. No, I don't mean on the track, but so they can step up and keep moving. They have in their head big ideas to be elite. So achieving key results fast would be a priority for you. How can you ask yourself, what can I achieve key results in right now? Which aspect of my business is working really well, but I maybe could be more intentional? And being more intentional leads us on to the second step, which is developing that self-mastery like an athlete. They have an area of expertise. Let me ask you, step two, your services are working, but do you have an area of expertise that you're a little bit of an undiscovered talent? What is that area of expertise? Could that be developed? Could you develop a skill that's going to position you with the competitive edge in your business? Think about that. What's an area of expertise I can develop? My area of expertise stays the same. It's performance mastery in business and performance mastery in performance-based speaking. Simple, isn't it? I've condensed that to 4 or 5 words. It's not 50 words or 100 words, and it's not lots of facts and information. It's very, very specific. The third step I'd like to share with you, and I used to get a row from my mum for using this word, and even as an adult, I said I was obsessed with people that could achieve the winning edge. I was obsessed with how people achieved that elite performance. Obsessed with what just made people have that extra bit that pushed them. And I guess right now that perhaps being saying you're addictive or obsessed to learning more about business might not be politically correct. In Sheena Walker's world, it is politically correct. So, I'd like you in step three to be obsessed with every single thing that you do. Start to think, could I achieve more? Is there something else I'm not doing? Is there something else I could add? And question your mastery every day. Did I do the best I could yesterday when I delivered a presentation? Could I have improved on that? Start pushing yourself to be a master. And the fourth step, which is, and I'm hoping you're finding this quite easy, is having advanced performance strategies to achieve great results. So advanced performance strategies, I can give you a perfect example of that. I've been listening. Am I being judgmental? Just slightly. Am I allowed to be? Well, it's maybe slightly unprofessional, but I'm going to share it. I've had 3 weeks where I was working and I was in Malta in the sun, and I watched and listened to some TED Talks, some presenters, some topics that I'd wanted to listen to, but I just hadn't got around to it. And I was listening to top speakers. As a way to say, did I put my hands over my eyes or did I put my hands over my ears? Because some of the strategies that I would have expected from speakers that in my head I thought were very great was missing. So things like stagecraft, how you use the stage, how you use your voice, how you use body language. Because that's what I teach speakers to do, is to be different, to be that performance speaker that uses stagecraft and links it to their compelling content. So here was I listening to these TED Talks and different people who stood on the same spot throughout their presentation. Now, you wouldn't share a challenge, share something you wanted somebody to do, and the end result, you wouldn't stand in the same spot. You just, it's just not engaging, it's not memorable for people to watch that. So that's the vocal variety in your voice is an advanced performance strategy. Using your body language as a speaker, or using your body language that creates presence and gravitas, achieves better results and will achieve better results in your industry. I hope that you can understand what I'm sharing with you. And ask yourself, do I have presence? Do I have gravitas? Do I stand out? Do I own the stage or own the room? How does my voice sound? Is it soft? Is it sweet? Is it melodic? Or is it just a big hoarse voice? So that's an advanced strategy. And in the sporting world, advanced strategies is about the tools, tips and techniques that a really good performance coach would teach an athlete that their competitors would not anticipate. And it's the same in the business world. What can I teach you that your competitors will not anticipate? But the fifth thing, and what's more important, is feedback. Now, I've seen lots of different ways that people give feedback. Sometimes feedback in the business world is just telling people what they've done wrong and what you want them to do. And is that feedback? It is a bit. It's okay. It can work. But how can you give feedback? I use something called fast forward feedback. You can take this too. And remember, you heard it here first. Fast forward feedback is when you don't criticise somebody in the business world or criticise an athlete right off by telling them what they did wrong. It's being able to say, what I liked what you did when you performed there was, let's use tennis. What I liked how you did that backhand. That was a great serve. However, I think the next time you go into a training session, I would like you to deliver and perhaps use your feet differently and use your racket differently when you do a backhand or a forward whack. That's not the term, I know. And what you've done there is you've praised them for what they were doing. You've given them some correction, but you've also told them what the deliverable outcome would be. And when I was working with athletes, I always finished with, imagine if you did this every day when you go to the British Championships or when you go to your next event, you will be superb. Imagine using that kind of language in the business world. What I'd like to say to you today is, could you learn mastery with a difference? Business mastery with a difference in your organisation using a unique branded system. And that's one of the things that I believe companies now are missing, having their own system, having their own model to work with, having the model they speak about and share with their staff. It's called conceptual modelling. It's the way forward. Not so many people do that. They just give out facts and information. I'm sharing with you how you can have the DNA of champions, how you can have your own conceptual model and how your model can position you as an authority in the business world today. What if 3 months from now you were positioned as the industry expert? What if you led the field? There is an opportunity for you to do so. If you want to speak to me a little bit more about how you can have a model in your organisation, about how you can perhaps introduce mastery, then I'm really happy to have a conversation with you. You can call me on 07588645702, or you can email me on sheena@sheenawalker.com. Or you can go onto my website, www.sheenawalker.com, and you can have a look at how I think in an extension of what I've shared with you today. I hope you've got your notebook out. I've reminded the people that download my podcast, always have your notebook at hand and capture the wisdom that I'm sharing with you. Look forward to speaking to you soon. It's bye from Sheena.